Democrat Connor Lamb scored a stunning special election win in Pennsylvania's old 18th congressional district last month. But thanks to a new map, many of his voters must pick a new champion in the May 15th primary. And as 90.5 WESA's Chris Potter reports, the party's next nominee faces longer odds than Lamb did.
Pundits say the 75 Democrats who gathered in this Washington, Pennsylvania library basement last weekend have a tough road ahead in the newly drawn 14th district. After all, it includes Washington and three other decidedly Republican-friendly counties, Fayette, Greene, and parts of Westmoreland. Even so, four Democrats are seeking to be the party's nominee by attending events like this one throughout the district. And Washington County Commissioner Larry Maggi says the glow from Lamb's campaign, which covered much of the same territory, hasn't worn off.
I've been coming around to these things for the last 15 to 20 years. I've never seen a more energized group. They're ready to get out there and start working again.
There have been few policy clashes between the candidates, Bibiana Borio, Tom Prigg, Adam Sedlock, and Bob Solomon. Solomon and Prigg are arguably farther to the left, but the sharpest distinctions may lie in the candidates' biographies and in the political geography. Borio has the most varied resume, having served as an executive with Ford Motors and later with its British affiliate Jaguar. She also served as chief of staff to Joe Sestak, the former Pennsylvania congressman and two-time Senate candidate. But she says she hasn't forgotten her Westmoreland County union roots.
I might once have been a senior executive, but I started out as a UAW member's daughter. You have to be able to deal with people from different backgrounds, and you have to solve complex problems.
Until recently, brain researcher Tom Prigg lived in the North Hills, where he was a candidate in another congressional district. But once the new lines were drawn, he rented an apartment in Cannonsburg. Along with the fact that he's the lone veteran on the Democratic ballot, he touts his local roots.
I come from real rural poverty. I was born and raised in Washington County. I understand what it means to be left behind and to have politicians not passing any policies that affect my family in a positive way.
Psychologist Adam Sedlock hails from Fayette County, which was tacked onto the district in the new map. He argues that he's the Democrat best positioned to appeal to those votes and that he's got the real hometown advantage.
I'm the only candidate born, raised, educated, and working and never left the PA 14th. Number two, psychologists are people experts. We can go to any issue in Congress and take a leadership role.
Emergency room physician Bob Solomon, who lives just outside the new district but is eligible to run in it, said he's seen its residents on their worst days. And single-payer health care, he says, is the policy prescription that they need.
I have more than three decades of practice experience on the front lines of healthcare delivery and nearly as much time spent studying health policy. That combination is very much needed, and right now it doesn't exist on Capitol Hill.
Whoever wins the primary still must face either Republican State Representative Rick Saccone or State Senator Guy Reschenthaler in November. Democratic political consultant Mike Mikus says winning is possible, but it's far from assured.
It's not a district that should be written off by any means, but it's a challenge. And the only way you can compete is raise a significant amount of money.
In 2016, Donald Trump won the communities in this new district by 29 percentage points. That's a much bigger margin than Connor Lamb faced last month, because he was able to rely on Democratic-friendly suburbs that are not part of the new district. Mikus estimates that to attract national Democratic attention, a candidate will need $500,000 by the time of the primary. Currently, none of the four candidates have reported having more than $10,000 on hand. Chris Potter, 90.5 WESA News.